Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is for when your tank is empty. You feel tired all day long. You feel unfulfilled. This is the podcast for you. And I want you to come to this podcast when you feel like you need a reminder. Because today it stops. And I'm telling you this because this is the position that I'm in right now. This is something that I myself am dealing with. And I don't necessarily know how to talk about this, but I think it's time that I get some stuff off my chest because this is, I don't know, this is what I've always done, is I come to the internet to talk. My name is Joey Kidney, and you are listening to the Happy Times podcast, a podcast where we can talk freely. We have a conversation, even if it's not both of us talking back at one another. This is unscripted, and this is just you and me. And I hope that this helps. I hope this aligns with you and maybe connects these wandering thoughts that are in your mind to make sense, because it should make sense. This lost feeling that you are feeling is normal. It's not, maybe not normal, but it's okay. It's definitely okay. And I know the saying is, it's okay to not be okay, but it's also okay to be happy. And it's also okay to feel like you have nothing left to give. And that's all right. And feeling like we have nothing left to give doesn't always mean that we want to die. Okay, I know that's a triggering thing for me to say, but I'm going to say it because this isn't a cookie cutter podcast, right? Feeling like we have nothing left to give sometimes just feels like we aren't worth it. It feels like we're just exhausted. We put in so much effort. We put in all our heart and soul to get to where we need to be. And it feels like it's all coming crashing down. And, you know, I'm with you. And I know that might not be what you want to hear. You may really just love battling through things alone. But maybe this is the time where you just need a hug. This is maybe a time where you just need to sit alone with someone in silence. And I say alone so that, you know, it's not about talking with somebody. It's not about talking always about your feelings. Now, this podcast, I'm going to be talking this entire time. We're not going to have a silent pod. Is that a good idea? I don't think that's a good idea. That's a weird podcast. You'd just be hearing background noises. But it's important to have those friends that you can sit alone and do nothing with. It's really important. And so I'll tell you what I'm going through. I'm dealing with something right now that is out of my control, and that's okay. I just don't do well with things. And I know I made a podcast on this a while ago because I recently got, I'm getting like kicked out of my house, but for a good reason. The landlord is selling their home to help their family. Not for their family to move in. I know that's illegal, but like other reasons. Anyways, I won't go into it. It was something that was out of my control and something that I can't necessarily handle myself. I can't change things, right? So that's been a hard thing for me to understand. And it's been a lot of sleepless nights because I'm somebody who loves change, but I like change when it's in my control. But when we're dealing with something that's out of our control, sometimes we can feel like just absolutely drained. We can feel burnt out because we've been pushing and pushing and pushing, and we have our threshold and we know it and we think we're doing it for the right reasons and we think that we're doing okay, but then we just all burn down. And then we keep poking the fire. We think, okay, yeah, let's worry more. Let's get less sleep. Let's eat less. Let's go drink. Maybe that'll help. And then come back and then let's get no sleep again and then don't eat right, but let's have coffee. This idea, oh my God, I can't fucking get over this, how we're still in this mindset of like, oh yeah, let's all consume more coffee. This is what we need. And then complain about it on the internet. I'm so done with that. I don't even drink coffee every day because I just hate this whole thing of like, oh my God, I drink so much coffee. I'm like a caffeine addict. Like I forgot to eat today because I just drank so much coffee. Stop it. That's so stupid. That's so dumb. control yourself? Why are you scared to be better? I think that's what it is. I think we're scared to change our routine and to feel good for once. I think we forget what it's like to feel okay. I think we've gotten into this. I think being sad has become a trend. And I know that's tough for me to say, but because a lot of people think that a lot of my content is sad. And I get it. Like, I post a lot of like my poems and my work and stuff, but I don't find that stuff sad. I find that stuff interesting. I like feelings. I enjoy it. I like hearing how people feel. I like hearing what made somebody feel a certain way. I like all of it. And the best part is that I'm now trained in it. I'm able to disassociate and disconnect myself from that. So when I sit down and I record a poem or a sad podcast, or I talk about something that's really hard to talk about, that's a different side of Joey. We all have different sides of ourselves. We're all playing certain characters in our lives because we all have different interests. And so when I sit down and I talk to the camera about something that I'm going through, or talking like this on the podcast, it doesn't mean that I'm always going to be the super, super sad human being. Like, that's not who I am. And I hate the fact that people are so quick to judge that. And it's like, okay, listen, the stuff that we put out online, the content, we obviously choose to do it. So we're choosing for people to see that. And the reason why I choose to talk about heavy stuff is because I know there's a lot of people out there who don't have someone to talk to about the heavy stuff. So let me be your heavy little boy here. I'm here for you. We can chat all day about the heavy stuff. But just know that when I get off this podcast, like, I'm probably going to hop on my bike because I need to decompress. And we'll get into that because I'm going to talk about a lot on the podcast today. But just know that I'm not just like this sad human being, and neither are you. You're not stuck in this sadness. This isn't who you were born to be. You're not going to be in this rut forever. But I think it's time that we talk it out. So when you feel like you have nothing left to give, here are the things that I think are important to understand. One, it is okay to say no. Now, it's going to be a hard thing to do, but once you do it, I think you're going to feel a lot better. So that what that includes is, like, if your friends ask you to go out and you're like, I really think I should stay home. I feel like, and this isn't about being like socially anxious or like not wanting to see friends, but it's like, I feel like I just need to decompress. I feel like I need to reconstruct who I am right now. I can say no. And I'm not talking about this like an alpha here. Like, I'm not saying like, you need to treat the betas. What the fuck, whatever they say. I'm not talking like that. I'm just talking about how you actually feel. There's a reason why you're feeling it. And it's coming from your gut. I'm not talking about your stomach. I'm talking about your gut. Right? There's a reason why you don't feel very good. And maybe it's because you need sleep. None of us get enough sleep. I don't care who you are. You don't get enough sleep. Sorry, I'm just like making assumptions. Okay, the next thing to understand is take time for yourself. You have to. There's no one person that can always be on. Like, there's no Gary Vee that can be there all the time for people and helping people. A broken person cannot help another broken person. There's too many pieces on the floor. You're going to get it mixed up. You can't help pick pieces up off the floor when there's too many. You need help. And you need time to reconstruct and help yourself. So take the time for yourself. The next thing to understand is stop making fucking excuses. There's so many people, and I wrote up about this chapter or an installment in my new book that I'm writing right now. And it was about, I hate how people say that they've been running around all day when they haven't been. Like, you literally physically have not been running around all day. Like, what are you doing? You drove like 5 blocks and like you hit one red light and you got fully stressed out and you're like, oh my God, I literally can't handle this. I can't handle this. I need to go get an iced coffee to dehydrate myself a little bit more. Like, it's not good enough. I'm sorry. It's just not. And it's not a good enough excuse. So stop making them. You know what is happening in your life, and literally now is your last go. Now is the time to change it all. So stop making those stupid excuses. You're not running around all day. Maybe you're running around in your mind all day. This is why you're stressed out. This is why the red light blew you up. Okay, the next thing is, it's okay to lose friends that don't want to be around you. That's fine. When you say no to people, you're going to lose some friends. You're gonna have friends that are like, oh my God, you're so selfish. Fuck. Yeah, hell yeah. It's your life. No one said that you need to involve people in your life. There's no there's no rule that says that you need to live for other people. This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/happytimes. Listen, my rule is you be nice to people, for sure. But the only way you're going to be nice to yourself is if, or other people, is if you're nice to yourself, right? You can't be making excuses all day and then see somebody and act like everything is fine. You're not that good of an actor and actress. You're not in Hollywood. I know who's listening to this. You're not. I'm not there either. And even if you are in Hollywood, you're acting as a totally different person and you're hiding the fact of who you are. So let's stop making excuses. Sorry, this is a really tough podcast. Like, I'm being really rude. Not rude, but I'm being very stern. And I apologize. You might have not signed up for that. You clicked on this, like, listen to this when you have nothing left to give. And then there's Joey just yelling at you. But maybe this is the little talk that you need to have. And I hope I'm not, like, I don't respond to certain DMs that are a little bit too tough to handle, because, like, obviously there's liability in that. But I hope, like, this podcast isn't, like, too tough for some people. So if it is, don't worry. Like, if you want to click off right now, that's completely okay, because I'm only going to keep saying what I need to say, because the reason why I'm saying this, the reason why I'm being so upfront right now, is because this is what I need to hear myself. This is the talk that I need to have with myself. And I figured I would do it. You know, this is the best way that I do it. I don't function well when it's all in my head. I need to get it out of my body. And that's either in writing and speaking. And so that's what we're doing right now. So I give you a free pass to leave this podcast if I'm being too harsh, but please come back and we'll have a nice little chat. Okay. I promise. So next thing I want to talk about is the things that are going to suck, right? Because I talked about the things that you need to understand when you feel like you have nothing left to give, but now we're going to talk about the things that are going to suck when you understand those things. One, you may feel a little more alone at first because you just made this decision for yourself, and now, well, you're not surrounded by your friends. You took this time to spend time alone. You took this time to understand yourself. You took this time to stop making excuses. And it's going to feel like, oh my God, wait, okay, I don't know what to do. Holy shit. But maybe that alone time is what you need. When was the last time that you felt okay, uncomfortable doing nothing? And I'm not talking about, like, scrolling through TikTok. Like, when was the last time, like, you didn't watch Netflix, that you sat on the couch, that you laid on the floor, that you played with your dog and didn't check your phone, didn't worry about your phone, didn't even think about it? I think it's a long time, and I think it's time we change that. The next thing that's going to suck is you may feel guilty that you hurt people by saying no. And that's okay. That means you're human. That means you've got a nice little heart on you. If you feel a little guilt for the things that you do, that's okay. That's all right. I know it can be a part of the imposter syndrome, but don't worry. You're all right. I promise. It's truly going to be okay. The next thing that's going to suck is you may feel even more lost because you made the decision to change. Now, sorry, I'm just getting, like, caught up in this, because this is, like I said, it's something that I need to hear myself, and I do need a change. And it's tough to make changes when there's other people around you that are involved in your life, but it takes a very, very strong person to know what to change and then to take action on it. But if you're already at step one and you already know what you need to change, then you're ready. I promise you, you're ready. You've been thinking about it day and night. You're ready to make that change. You just need to do it. Whether that's breaking up with somebody, whether that's moving away from the city, whether that's taking up running or trying a new fitness program or eating less or something, you're ready. If you're thinking about it every single damn day, I am not here to be this arrogant person to assume that you haven't been. You are ready, and I promise you. Now, the things that you need to do to get a little pep in your step, because you're ready now. You're ready to change your life, right? But how do we even start that? Obviously, everyone's situation is different. I can't list off the specific things that you need to do to change your specific life because I don't know it. But here are the things that you could do to maybe get a pep in your step. And one of them is workout. And I knew you knew. You were like, oh, Joey's going to say to work out. In this podcast, Joey's just going to say, yep, go work out. Lift a weight. Go sweat. But literally, stop complaining about stress and doing nothing about it. I'm tired of hearing it. I'm tired of getting the DM or hearing from my friends and looking at their face. And like, listen, I know acne is a different situation for some people. I understand that. But I know a lot of people have stress acne. Now, there's no fucking cream out there for stress acne. Not that I know of, okay? Listen, I'm not a scientist. But I can tell you this right now. This cream isn't going to stop your stress. This dry-ass cream to dry out your skin is not going to stop you from stressing. You may stop stressing about your pimple, but you're not going to stop stressing about the thing that gave you the pimple. So go work out. Release those toxins. Do something that is going to take your mind off it. You deserve a break. You deserve to work hard. Your body is amazing. Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about the body that you were given, the body that you have? That is it. It's a powerful tool. It's an amazing thing, and you need to cherish it. It's time you do that. It's time you stop relying on an Instagram ad or a bath to de-stress you, because you're not going to lose stress by sitting in the bath thinking about it. It's not how that works. All right? So go work out, sweat. I promise you, you're going to sweat out some toxins. You're going to get that bad stuff out. You may smell, but that means that you weren't eating the right food for you. All right? Get that stink out. Go work out. I promise you, go for a walk. Go for a walk. Walk enough until you work up a sweat. Go for a run. Hop on a bike. Lift some weights. Do some burpees. Literally do the knee push-ups. Whatever it is. Sweat. Go out and sweat. The next thing is that you need to understand that you are here for a reason. You're in this situation for a reason. The feelings that you are feeling right now are for a reason, and you feel like you have nothing left to give because it is time to move on and make a change for a reason. And you know that reason. So it's time to do it. Because you deserve it for yourself. And I don't think I need to say any more on that because you already know. Okay, but the next thing is drink more water. And I know you knew right away. You were like, okay, Joey's clearly just going to say to work out and then drink more water. And you're precisely right. Because I know you're not eating. I know you're not eating the right things. You're like, oh, I'm not hungry. And then next thing you know, you're starving. So you order Uber Eats or you like go to a fast food drive-through and then you feel like not so good. But I promise you, if you drink more water, it's going to help. Your stomach, if you're not drinking water, your stomach is just this tiny ass thing. It hasn't been exercised throughout the day. You're going to eat and then feel full after like two bites. But if you drink enough water, and I'm talking like, I don't know, like three of your favorite water bottles. Start with that. And I promise you, you're going to want to eat healthier foods. You're going to want to eat more food. And you're going to feel way better because you're going to be replenishing your body. And you're like, oh, well, I don't really want to drink more water. I'm not that thirsty. Listen, when you do number one there of working out and getting a sweat, you're going to be thirsty. I promise you. And the last thing that you need to do to get a little pep in your step is to understand that is important to express yourself. If you're anxious, if you're stressed, if you're feeling like you need to cry, you need to let it out. You need to fucking punch a wall. You need to yell at somebody, something, or a wall that you just punched, or your fist that is now bleeding. I don't know. You need to express the feelings that are in you. You can't keep letting them go deeper and deeper, because it's going to go so deep to the point that no flashlight can find it. All right? And no one deserves to get to that point. So whether it's in my DMs, which is, this is the point in the podcast where I'm going to say some special thing where you go DM me. Let me see. What should it be? Actually, here's going to be a challenge. I want you to DM me and start it off with, I am expressing myself. And then vent to me a little bit. Vent in my DMs. You can go follow me on Instagram at Joey Kidney and vent. Say, I am expressing myself, and then do a little paragraph. Now, I may not read it. I may not respond to it, but I'm going to look at them. And it's more for you. It's more to have a safe place to let things out and to have a spot in it. Because some people don't have journals. Some people don't like writing. Some people don't like writing things in their notes. Some people like talking to somebody even if somebody's not there. And I can be that person. My DMs can be that person. It's a safe space for you. And, oh man, I've been dealing with some stuff too. So I don't want you to feel like you're alone at all. And I know these podcasts truly help a lot of people, but I want to tell you something, is that they help me a lot too. Having people to talk to, and you know, now there's a lot of you listening, and that's really, really cool, and I really do appreciate it. And if you enjoy this podcast, please share it. But I want to end this off with one really important thing. You are worth it. You are worth every thought, whether that is positive or negative, and you are worth every second of the day, every breath, and every sunrise. And I think it's time you find someone who lets you be that person, even if that person is you. You have some gas left in the tank. Please keep going. Thank you all very much for listening to the podcast. My name is Joey Kidney, and you're listening to the Happy Times Podcast. If you haven't yet, please give it a rating on Spotify. I saw that we just hit over 1,000. That'd be amazing. It'd be really cool to see 2,000. And if you're on Apple, I really appreciate a 5-star rating as well. You guys are amazing, and truly, truly, thank you very much for everything. Okay, I'll talk to you guys soon.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.